Congratulations!
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Maysoon, it's almost time to vote. So
I've been getting all the ads, all the paraphernalia, you know, propaganda.
Oh God, the like never
constantly
ending
for like a month.
Mailers.
And I've been getting texts and I've been getting emails and I've basically deleted all of them.
Yes, same.
It's midterms.
I have to say, enthusiasm, my voter enthusiasm is low. But there are some important local things going on. And so we thought we would do a little tasting menu.
East Bay. Unless you know some San Francisco
East
side.
Bay. Yeah. Yes. And then we'll do West Bay next week. And as we're barreling toward our 300th episode, we're actually going to once again let's stretch as hard as we can.
Is this episode one like 293.7?
Let's say this is going to be 298.1. Mm. Okay.
Fuck.
Okay. So that's great. Maybe we can kind of stretch it out until this semester is over.
I'm fine with that. I mean, we still have numbers and there's definitely
decibels.
That's
10 weeks.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
10 weeks. No, I mean, we have 10 more weeks. We'll do 298.1, 298.2, all the way up to 298.9.
Yeah,
then we'll do 299. So that's 10 episodes.
That's great.
Okay. So that buys us 10 weeks.
That buys us a really good amount of time. Holy shit.
I think so. So this is a completely legitimate way to do things. Wouldn't you say so?
Do we want to do our 300th episode in like Christmas time? At Christmas? That's going to get us all the way into mid-December.
Is that what are you?
Or actually even
okay,
later.
Wait. One. Hang on. I think it'll be January. New year.
Oh, new year.
New year, new day, new way, new 100.
That's kind of cute.
Okay, great. Awesome. Perfect. Plus, God knows, Maysoon, we have been just up on the ropes mentally, physically, spiritually.
I can't even.
Who knows how long it'll take us to crank out 10 more episodes.
Oh, Lord.
We have been doing poorly, people. You need to send us your thoughts, your prayers, your sigil magic. No, we're fine. I don't want anyone to be concerned for us, but I do want sympathy, but not concern.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else from you on that topic, Maysoon?
On praise or concern?
Yeah. Concern, sympathy. What kind of emotions are you looking to elicit from people?
I just want people to be nice.
Yeah, that's a great one.
And
that's
to treat me and others just with, like, literally common decency, honestly.
Yes. Is decency at a deficit these days? Are we at a decency deficit?
I think so. Yeah, I think people are super impatient and intolerant, all the things. I just think we need a little more kindness out there, honestly.
And do you think hard. That absolutely. It's a rough time for everybody.
Yeah, people are stressed out and, you know, unhappy and it's hard to be kind when you feel shitty, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you think that we're having a situation as they did in that one Ghostbusters movie where there's like that goo underneath New York City that makes everybody mad at each other?
I think it's probably, I don't want to say it's, I don't know if it's worldwide necessarily, but I do think it's probably countrywide.
Uh-huh.
I think at least that's all I can kind of understand.
Okay.
Based on my conversations with people from across the country.
Do you think it's goo based?
I hope so, because I feel like that to me that means there's something we can do about it. We got to get rid of the goo, right?
How did they get rid of that goo?
Didn't they have to get rid of the ghosts? I don't know. Which episode? I mean, which was that, like Ghostbusters 3? I don't know if I even saw that one.
It's the one with the freaky portrait and the guy from Ally McBeal is like a servant to this portrait of this king or
I think it's
whatever.
Like a number three. I think I only saw one and two. God damn it. Okay, Halloween season. Everyone watch Ghostbusters 3 so we can all know what the hell Kate's referencing.
Wait, one more thing on that topic, Maysoon.
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever told this story on the podcast, but once I was at a protest in Berkeley.
Yeah.
And it was like, I forget, I think it was like the Fight for 15 or something, like raise the minimum wage.
Yeah.
And I had a sign that said artists for a fair wage. And this guy, a much older gentleman, came up to me and he's like, oh, you're an artist. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, what kind of art? And I'm like, videos, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, I have a project I want to do. Like, do you take commissions? And I'm like, sometimes. And I think I gave him like my business card.
Okay. Oh my God.
And then the guy called me.
Oh, like, he did?
Yep. Wow. The guy called me shortly thereafter. And he was like, I want to do this project that involves the Alameda County Courthouse in Oakland.
Okay.
Or I forget, it's the Oakland Courthouse.
Yeah.
And he's like, it looks just like that building in Ghostbusters because it's Art Deco, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I love it. How weird. How great.
And I'm like, oh, wait, just wait, Mason.
Oh, God, I can't. Keep going.
And I'm like, oh, okay, interesting. Like, what do you want to do? Like, yeah, okay, it's Art Deco. Yeah, okay, interesting. And he's like, keeps explaining to me about the architect. He's going on and on and on. And I'm like, okay, like, yeah, okay, well, you know, I'll video whatever you want. Like, what's your budget?
Let's get to it here, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, what's your budget for this project? And he's like, well, do you really remember this scene in the movie? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, it's been a while. And he's like, well, do you want to come over?
No.
Do you want to come over and watch the Ghostbusters movie that I'm talking about? We can, like, you can come watch it at my house.
Oh, my God, Kate. What a fucking creeper. I hate that shit.
I know.
Did you report him? I don't know. I feel like that's
report. I can't report him for trying to make me watch Ghostbusters.
For trying to lure you to his house?
Yeah.
How many other women do you think he's done that to?
I don't think it probably works on most people, because most people would have hung up 20 hours before I did.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm a freaking hayseed trusting fool.
Oh, my God.
You know, no, not to blame the victim, although there was no victim situation here. I was just like, okay, let me know when you have a budget for this, dude. Bye. Never heard from him again. This was years and years ago.
What a creeper.
It was a real Berkeley experience, you know?
Was he creepy, or was he just, like, on one? He just was just not aware.
I think he was looking for some romance.
Oh, my God.
What? Oh, for sure, for sure, for sure. Kate. He was looking for some romance under the pretense of trying to make a video about some art deco architecture.
See what I'm saying? That's fucking creepy.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I don't know. I don't know. I think he just didn't have any game, Maysoon.
What? You what?
I think he just didn't have any game. He needed to, like, you know.
Oh, he needed to come make something up in order to get there.
Yeah, like, just be like, you know, you see somebody at a protest, you want to, like, watch Ghostbusters. Let's just be like, hey, are you single? Do you want to watch Ghostbusters with me in a romantic way?
Oh, my God.
Or whatever, you know.
How old was he?
He was a fair bit older than I was. I think he was in his 60s.
Right. So he was twice your age.
Yeah.
He was being a creep. I hate that.
Yeah. Not to mention I'm so gay. Like, get the gayness gauge going before you put all that
Turn that on first. Turn it on before you go to a protest.
Turn your gaydar on.
And well, so don't you think be trying to pick up women to pick at a protest. Up?
What's that, Macy?
Do you think people are going to protest to pick people up? That makes me mad, too.
Yeah, I think he was just passing by. I don't know what this guy's deal was.
This guy. Get a grip, dude.
Okay, speaking of getting a grip, let's get a grip on this East Bay election.
Yay, do it. Let's hear about it. What's going on
over there in
East Bay?
I'm just
going
to highlight a couple things. And I've been looking at a few voter guides, especially the Green Party voter guide. They always cut the shit. But the big things we want to highlight are Pamela Price for district attorney. She's been endorsed by the Green Party, and Kat Brooks, former candidate for mayor, current activist, and if she's not the director of the Anti-Police Terror Project, she's some kind of person over there.
Yeah.
So Pamela Price for district attorney will be super progressive. If we have to have a district attorney, let's have it be her. Let's say yes on Measure W. That's just an Oakland measure that is about campaign reform.
Mm-hmm. Always yes on campaign reform.
That is endorsed by the ACLU, the California Common Cause, the League of Women Voters, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, Maysoon, we got to vote no on Measure D. Okay. Is that the housing because one? This one is going to allow larger agricultural buildings and equestrian riding areas.
Why do we need that shit here? People, go to the burbs if you need that. Come on.
If you want more horse space,
go
get
to
out
Marin
of here.
County. Come on. This is a small little area. We don't need horse space in San Francisco or in Oakland. Get a grip.
Exactly. 100%. Couldn't agree more. We want to say a big no to Berkeley Measure L. It is an infrastructure bond, which sounds good, I know, but this is a $650 million general obligation bond with no specific projects.
Oh.
Okay. And it's supposed to be repaid over a period of 48 years. I don't know. The whole thing sounds super sus. But on the other hand, if you're in Berkeley, yes, on Measure N, which is public low-rent housing, this will allow the government to develop, construct, or acquire an additional 3,000 units of low-income housing in the city of Berkeley for low-income people. We need more low-income or no-income housing.
Yeah, no kidding.
There's also in Berkeley Measure M, which is a vacancy tax, a big yes on this. There are so many vacant properties in the East Bay, and it is a goddamn shame. This is a big one. We want to give a huge endorsement to Nikki Fortunato Boss for Oakland District 2. She's been doing good work.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Why is it funny?
No, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at what I'm looking at here.
Well, laugh at me. Thank you. Also, Oakland City Council District 4, they have Janani Ramachandran. That's another progressive. We could definitely use more progressives in our city council. We got Nikki Boss and Carol Fife are kind of the only really hardcore progressives. And then Rebecca Kaplan usually kind of gets in line with them. Mm-hmm. But we need more progressives. My goddamn fucking district is, our councilman is Dan Kolb. And I swear to God, the only thing he's passionate about is bike lanes. And like bike lanes are important.
That's the easiest bullshit ever.
We need bike infrastructure, but hello, have you been to Oakland?
Yeah.
Like, we have more pressing issues.
That's like the dickheads here too. I mean, they're like, I can't tell you how many emails I get about the Valencia Street fucking bike lane. It's like, I'm so annoyed by it because none of these assholes are actually cyclists either. They just are like, we just sit in a fucking office in the city and think of what's going to be best for everyone.
Well, Dan
calls
on his bike nonstop.
What'd you say?
He's fucking got a stationary bike he rides during the city council meetings.
Mm-hmm. What?
Just kidding. Just kidding.
I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
That's kind of cute. I would like that. I could do that at work.
We also want to say a big yes on Oakland Measure V.
Mm-hmm. What's that one?
This is just cause for eviction as a basic protection for tenants. So if a landlord wants to evict, they must show a valid reason. Like, fuck yeah, duh.
Like an actual valid reason, not just because you want to raise the fucking rent like an asshole.
Yeah. We want to say yes on Measure X, which is term limits.
Yes.
This makes numerous
100% across the board, across the country.
Yes.
Always.
And for the Supreme Court.
Everywhere. Every fucking, anyone in power needs a fucking term limit.
Yeah. A big one that this would, in state or whatever, is council members in Oakland would have a 3 consecutive term limit. There's no term limit right now.
That should be the first thing, like when you're creating a new position, that literally needs to be the first thing that's discussed.
Yeah.
How much time will they need to do anything in their job? Okay, great. And then and then we can move them on.
Okay, then I have to say for Oakland mayor, and this has been pretty much the progressive, all the progressive places have said, put these three people, because it's ranked choice, put these for your top three. You have Elisa Victory Villanueva, okay? You've got number 2, Sheng Tao. And then for the Green Party said number 3, John Ryman. Cat Brooks had a forum if you want to check it out with Greg Hodge, Elisa Victory, and Sheng Tao. You could look at them. But Elisa Victory and Sheng Tao are the big progressive choices.
Who's the guy in your drawing?
Party.
What's that name?
Oh, don't vote for Lauren Taylor.
That's what
I feel like
about.
Lauren Taylor's getting a lot of buzz because he's more part of the fucking, you know, he's like a fucking London breed. He's more part of the, like, machine.
He's more Libby Schaff kind of a
thing. Exactly.
Right. So,
and not only that, but like he's using a lot of these things. He uses a lot. I mean, just like all these fucking Bay Area posers are using all this progressive shit, you know, to try to garner support from kind of progressive, the people with the fucking in this house signs.
Yeah.
You know, but then they turn around and when they're actually voting for stuff on city council or whatever, they're fucking just doing the same old, you know, conservative bullshit.
Right. Right.
So we have to say a strong no against Lauren Taylor. I just want to say yes on H. That's a parcel tax that funds schools. Always got to be funding the schools.
Which one is that? I don't even see.
That is Oakland Measure H, Oakland. Okay, but Maysoon, I just want to say we're going to say yes on Oakland Measure Q that authorizes low-rent social housing units.
It sounds like this is a big election. There's a lot of things to vote on.
Oh, well, God, you know, when do we not have a fucking encyclopedia?
This is pretty big.
Okay, but just a couple more things. So Oakland Measure S, we're going to say yes to that. That allows non-citizens to vote in school board elections.
Yes, please.
We're going to say,
please let those parents vote. They should have a say, absolutely.
Oh, hell yeah. We're going to say yes on Measure T. That's Oakland Oakland Progressive Business Tax. We're going to say yes on Measure U. That is a Oakland Infrastructure Bond. We're going to say yes on V. That was the Just Cause. Just Cause for Evictions, Jesus fucking Christ. We're going to say yes on W, that's campaign reform. We're going to say yes on X, that's term limits. And we're going to say, I don't know, you're going to pick your own adventure on Y. It's something about the zoo.
What's the zoo one?
It's a parcel tax. I don't know. I feel like we're always voting on shit with the zoo, and I never really know what I can't really say one way or the other on the zoo. Some people don't even think zoos should exist, period.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, but I like the zoo.
I have to say, okay, can I have a quick non sequitur? There's a new baby pygmy hippie. There's a new baby pygmy hippo at the San Francisco Zoo, and his name is Ito. Is it Ito? Udo. Sorry, his name is Udo, and he is so cute. Jimbo and I are literally going to make a plan to go visit the new baby hippo.
I love that. I want to go.
We're going to go next week when I have the week off.
Yeah. Maysoon, so we'll cover all the statewide stuff next week, right?
Yeah.
Because there's also Senate. It's hard to endorse for any of this shit.
I mean, it's the state ones I'm almost like, not the state, but some of the stuff I'm just kind of like, I can't endorse any of these people.
Exactly.
So just good luck. You know, I just, unless anyone, I'll do the research and see if anyone really stands out as awesome and I can endorse that person. But the rest of them, I would just say, go with your favorite voter guide or like school board stuff. I don't know any of that shit. I probably won't vote on it.
Did you hear about Nancy Pelosi's husband getting attacked in their house?
Of course. I just can't. I just am not the person who's going to wish death on people. I don't know. I don't know. It feels wrong to me. I guess
you're right. You're
if they
a
got
good
hit
person.
By a car by mistake, but being attacked in your home, I can't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, that only
if they
makes
had a heart
sense.
Attack. If it was like something where it was like, okay, some kind of natural cause, something that wasn't brought on by another individual specifically.
Yeah. Maysoon, let's not.
Let's not go there. Yeah, please.
No,
let's really
let's
not.
Let's move on. You're
it's
a
not
good
a nice
person.
Thing.
That was a test and you passed. Okay.
But did you?
No, I never pass. I only want chaos and hellfire to rain down.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You want chaos and hellfire? What makes you think you wouldn't be okay, we don't need to get into this. It's fine. I just mean if chaos and hellfire rained down, that doesn't mean you wouldn't be a victim of some crazy lunatic. That would be terrible. I don't want that
but
for
not
you.
A crazy Maysoon, I just mean like I think our government is so deeply fucked up that the only way we're ever going to have any actual change is through.
I'm not opposed. Oh God, this is like the weirdest thing. Like I'm not opposed to.
Any of this on the show anyway, so let's just move on. Let's move on. Well, you know what that reminds me of, Maysoon?
Yes. What does it remind you of?
It reminds me of
Cat Daddies.
Oh yeah, we saw Cat Daddies. We saw a documentary called Cat Daddies. Now, Maysoon.
Yes.
I enjoyed it. There were cute cats. We got to get cat ears. But what do you think was the political leanings of the people who made that documentary?
I don't know, and I honestly don't give a fuck.
Okay, what'd you think? It was in the Roxy.
I mean, I don't think I would recommend it to anyone unless you were an absolute cat freak like Kate, Zoe, and I are. Like, okay. Or if you really just want to see cute, like, to me, I almost don't really even care about the owners. I was more interested in just seeing the fucking cats do their cute stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't even need the owners there.
They were extremely cute cats. Every cat more cute than the last.
It was, so when you went into it was at the Roxy Theater, Long Live the Roxy. They're the best. Please donate to them as much as you can. When you walked in, they were giving away swag. So they were like, they were giving away cat ears that blinked, that had blinking lights on them. And then also cat treats and buttons and stuff. And so when you walk into the theater, everyone's wearing these blinking cat ears. It was so cute and nerdy. It was insane. I loved it. And then as soon as the lights went off, everyone was like, turn your lights off.
Yes.
Like, people were getting kind of really bossy. It was so funny. I was like, oh my God, only in fucking San Francisco, man. You know?
Exactly. Exactly.
It's like, enjoy the ears until you're absolutely not allowed to.
Exactly.
I kind of was like, I don't care if they're on, to be honest. I mean, this movie isn't like, it's not going to be a fucking, you know, I just wasn't like, this isn't like my movie experience the of the year. You know what I mean?
Of the ages.
It's like, I'm pretty sure I can watch this with cat ears on. It'll be fine, but it's okay.
Yeah.
And you, what right did you on. Think?
Loved it. Love a cute cat story.
The cats
I did think the filmmakers were kind of weirdly conservative because they had this long shot on Trump Tower. They had all this stuff with these firefighters, including the firefighters had one of those American flag, like, with the red line instead of the blue line.
Oh, what does that mean? I didn't even notice that.
It's like, you know, they have the flags with the blue stripe that are pro-cop flags.
Oh.
It's like the thin blue line.
Right, and so what's the red one?
The red one's like the same thing, but for firefighters.
Oh,
I see. That, and then, I don't know, just all felt a little, some of their subjects felt a little like.
Yeah, some of the owners, freaky. I mean, it just, I was kind of like, how did you even, I was expecting it to be more like creative types and like weirdos, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
When it was cat daddies, but it was you know, like a truck driver or the weird actor from LA who I couldn't stand, but that's also a different story.
Yeah. But obviously the most like touching story was about the guy who was homeless in New York and had his cat Lucky.
Yeah.
And their like amazing bond.
Yeah, and how Lucky is kind of like, you know, his reason for living in some ways. It was very touching. It was very emotional.
Yeah, very real tearjerker at points.
Real tearjerker in that moment. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, and let's go ahead and give our rating. I'm going to go ahead and give it a 7.8 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm giving it a 7. 7
okay,
out of 10.
Perfect. Wow. We were ballpark buddies, as they say on the Doughboys.
Cute.
Okay, Maysoon, you guess what? They're still doing that fucking Dreamhouse raffle at YBCA.
Oh, God. Why are you even saying that? Don't even say anything about that. Don't join the raffle, people. You're just going to waste your money.
It's not a good way. Although, I have been buying Powerball tickets because it's up almost to $1 billion again.
Whoa. How many tickets have you bought when this happens? What do
like
you do?
Like, all together over the last couple months, how many Powerball tickets have I bought?
Yeah, exactly.
Probably, like, 15.
Oh, my God. Really? How much are those tickets?
$2. So that's
$30. Okay. Do you give yourself a budget?
$30 like, down the
are
drain.
You like, oh, my God, the Powerball is really high. I'm going to give myself $100 to spend on tickets.
The most amount of tickets I buy at once is like 5 tickets.
Right. But do you give yourself like a budget? Don't top this
like
budget.
A monthly budget?
No.
No, Maysoon, you know me. I'm completely out of control.
I do know you. That's why I wanted
exactly.
to ask.
Exactly. I don't have my sense of moderation is out the window.
Should I get a Powerball ticket?
Yeah. Or you should just put $2 into your savings account.
I feel like maybe I should get a Powerball.
No, you
Where
should
do you get
fucking
those? You just
get
them
it's
from
a billion
like a gas
dollars almost. It's like $820 million.
Do you think
somebody
be...
please win the Powerball and give us $1 million?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
That's all we need.
What would you do if you won? Can we just have this quick fantasy with each other?
Well, actually, when it was almost $1 billion a while back, Katie and I were waiting to go see a movie, and we were writing down everything we'd do on a newspaper.
Oh, cute. Love it.
But the main thing is, I think you would immediately... This is actually my real advice for anybody if they do win. Okay, first and foremost, don't tell anybody.
That you win.
When you see that it's going to be announced. Don't tell a soul. What's that?
Doesn't it get announced, like, internationally who the winners are? Don't you have to show up with, like, don't they show up at your door with a big check?
I think that how they know who it is you sign the back of the ticket or something. Mm-hmm. And I think you should, as soon as you know you won, you should go get a lawyer. Don't tell anyone. Go get a lawyer, and you got to, like, handle this whole thing, like, with the coolest head, okay?
Oh, my God.
You have to stay cool-headed. Okay?
And so then don't buy a private jet right away.
Yes. Also, I would say, because they offer to give it as a lump sum or as installments.
Yeah.
Take the lump sum, because you can invest that and then you'll be getting more money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I wonder how that works with your taxes, though, if you take the lump versus installments.
I think it's better. I don't know why, but I know it is. Also,
but why would they offer installments? What could you say? I mean, there's got to be a benefit to getting installments. It's not like you're paying. They're paying you.
I think it's more money. Like, they're like, you can have a lump sum of this much, or you can have installments that's actually a more total amount of money. But if you look at it as like, well, if I get the lump sum, I can invest that money and be making interest on it, mm-hmm. whereas the installments don't get any interest, right? So in the long run, you get more money because you'll get
more interest. But it's still a lot of money, so I don't really know. I don't know. $1 billion is a lot, no matter which way you look at it.
It's not really a billion dollars because, like, you only get half, really, anyway, because like, half goes to taxes.
But that's still many millions of dollars.
Yeah, it's still like half $1 billion. Okay, then the other thing we would do is set up a foundation. Okay, then what fun stuff would we do? I would want to pay off all my friends.
Tell me about
loans.
The foundation really quick.
Oh, what's that?
What does the foundation do?
Well, I think with a foundation, I think you can do more, like, if you want to be giving a lot of money to people, then it kind of, I think you can, like, give bigger, I don't fucking know. Hang on, let's talk to research assistant Katie Kondo. Katie, are you in the bathtub? Oh, hey, can you be on the show real quick? Okay, we're here with research assistant Katie Kondo. Can you just say a few words about why it's a good idea to, if you win the lottery, to like start a foundation to kind of do your money moves?
Yes, thank you.
Well, no.
You can't say why?
Okay, I mean, it really has to do with taxes. It's about tax evasion, but if you really won... like $1 billion, you should just allow yourself to get taxed.
I didn't hear it.
Oh, well, Katie's saying that it's just like, because then you'll be taxed less as a foundation. But obviously, if you have that much money, you just give it to taxes. But all that fucking money is going to the military. I don't know. I'm kind of anti-tax these days. But not really, because I think we should obviously fund our public schools and our public universities and, you know, all our welfare programs and things.
Yes.
But so little of our money goes to that.
That's what I was going to say. That's what I was just thinking. Like, we still have, like, massive student debt. Like, there's still all this bullshit in all of those systems, you know, that we, government should be taking more care of. Hi, Pickle.
This is my last thing, and then we'll go to what you would do with all the money. Okay. There's just the last thing is, wouldn't you want to give so much money to your friends and family?
Yes.
And, like, people who need money.
I probably would want to give money to just people.
Yeah, exactly. And so, like, I think there's, like, a limit on how much money you can receive as a gift before then that gets taxed.
Right.
And so I just think that if you had a structure like a foundation that you could kind of handle all these things better, like, maybe you could kind of, instead of calling these things a gift, it could be, like, a grant or something, and then you could be giving more money to just individual people without them having this huge burden of how to deal with it.
Right. I think the gift limit is about, I think it's 10,000.
Yeah, see, that's nuts.
But that's a pretty good chunk of money.
I don't know. If you're living in the Bay Area and you need to pay rent, that's not even a year of rent.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could buy a fucking building and house people directly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
You could just do that. You could be like, I'm going to buy this fucking big-ass building. Fix it up and get...
That's what I would want to do. I would want to buy our building. Here. I would want to buy our apartment building and turn it into a co-op. I would want to buy my studio building and turn that into a co-op. Okay, Maysuna, what would you do with $500 million?
I do like the idea of a foundation.
Do your like altruistic things first, and then let's talk about our fun things.
I've always only been super self-centered when thinking about winning the lottery. You know what I mean? Like, I've always been like, I want to have an apartment in all these different cities.
Oh, no, Maysoon.
I don't feel that way as much now, but when I was younger, I was like, I really want to have an apartment there, an apartment little tiny, like a pied-à-terre, not like a big place. I don't need anything fancy. I just want a little tiny spot. A
pied-à-terre.
You hate it.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
It's just the honest to goodness truth. I would probably quit my job. That's obvious. And maybe I'd start this foundation that we're talking about and run that and hire people who need jobs.
Oh, that's cute.
To help me run it. And then we could figure out, we'd come up with a plan. I definitely think, how could I spend the money to help Palestine? I think I would probably try to figure out how I could be more of an influence with finances over there.
Yeah.
I would get a washer and dryer.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, we could get a house.
I would be into getting a building and then moving in with a bunch of people. And, you know, like, I don't necessarily need like my own personal house. I do need my own personal space, but I do like, Pickles, get your nose out of my water. My goodness. I'd probably get 40 more cats.
Holy Christ. We could have a house. My big thing is I would want a refrigerator with an ice maker.
Oh, yeah. That's a big thing for you, for sure. I bet you Jimbo would like that, too. We should do that, too. I'm going to take that.
Okay. Well, Maysoon, speaking of lifestyles, there is going to be a salon series going on at 500 Cap Street, and Viet Le is going to be presenting or something.
Oh, great. I love that.
With Patrick Flores, and that is today, October 31st at 4 p.m. They got that A Tree is a Tree by Michael Zhang.
Is that at Cap Street?
Yep. We got a little email from Nina Sazovich, who wanted to let us know that they just announced the appointment of Kijo Lee as the new Chief of Curatorial Affairs and Public Programs at the Museum of the African Diaspora.
Oh, wait.
Guess where Lee is coming from?
Lee is coming from New York.
Ohio.
Oh, I should have known. Fucking hell.
The Cleveland Museum of Art, where she was the Associate Curator of American Art. Cute. So we would like to welcome Kijo Lee from Ohio. We don't welcome anyone else unless they're coming from Ohio. Isn't that right, Maysoon?
That's fine with me. No one's really coming from Chicago ever anymore. I don't think Chicagoans come out here.
We are losing people to Chicago.
It's a more affordable metropolitan area.
They're having a closing reception at SOMARTS for To Love and Be Loved in Return, Dia de los Muertos 2022. And that is going to be Friday, November 4th from 6 to 9.
Did you get an email about that?
I sure did.
Do you get emails from SOMARTS? I cannot get on their email list for the life of me.
Friend of the show, Layla Weaver, along with Niamh Brown, Sandra Ibarra, Shara Mays, and Gregory Rick and Stuart Robertson are having an opening on November 5th at Jenkins Johnson Gallery for a show called Blood Child.
I want to go to that. That sounds like a good group of people.
Yep. It's all the young up-and-comers.
I don't think they're that necessarily young. They're just... It just sounds like a good group, a pretty interesting group of people. That's what I was thinking.
You got to get to that show before they all are, what's the hot thing these days? The Whitney Biennial? Before they're all in the Whitney Biennial.
I guess. That's definitely one of the hot things.
Thank you, Maysoon. Slash Gallery has been selected as one of the 10 recipients of this year's Hewlett 50 Arts Commissions in Media Arts. They're going to be commissioning New York-based artist Jin Liu to create Ghost World, a project combining extended reality. Wow, I haven't heard of this. XR, extended reality. I've heard of AR and VR, but now we've got XR. And a multi-site choreographed performance, Maysoon, which will premiere in 2024 alongside an exhibition in the Slash Main Gallery. Also, the CCA MFA in Fine Arts Open Studios are going to be November 12th. That's a Saturday from 12 to 5. Should we go to that?
Sure.
I don't know if I can.
Why?
Because I started volunteering for SF suicide prevention, and my trainings are always on Saturday afternoons.
Oh, okay.
It's like for weeks and weeks, yeah.
But so it is a very annoying time to have to do trainings. I just feel like nothing should be in the afternoon. It should be either in the morning or in the evening. But the afternoon is like...
It's morning. It's like 10 to 2.
Oh, so you could go afterwards.
Oh, okay. You want to go afterwards? Yes, it is 12 to 5. So we got time. Do you want to go?
We could try to go. What day is it again?
Let's bring our microphones and interview the students.
Oh, God. They're going to be so stressed out about that. Don't you think?
Well, they can say no. Hey, Leah Rosenberg is going to be having a gallery session at McAvoy Arts. It's free and you don't need to register. But Leah Rosenberg is going to be talking about the art she has in their show Color Code. It's going to be casual and uplifting. It's promised to be uplifting, Maysoon.
I know, I'm going to go.
The Chinese Historical Society of America has a pop-up exhibit called Monkey Block, spotlighting the historic Montgomery Block building, featuring a selection of work by international artists inspired by the history of that place. Remember, they had that Bruce Lee show.
I know, so that's already
down. I think it's still
up.
I think,
is it down? I really want to see it, actually.
I think it's still up. Yeah, get out there.
Okay, I'm going to get out there, and I still need to go see Kathy Liu's exhibit over there at the Chinese
Culture my goodness,
Center.
Yeah, get out. Definitely go see that. Also,
I'll do it this week. Oh, my God, I can do so many things this week. I can't
fucking
wait.
Let me know if you want me to come to anything.
Do you want to? Okay, we can
talk
about this.
I'll be really fun.
You're always really fun.
Okay, I'll be so fun.
Okay, I'll make a list, and then I'll send it to you and see what you want to go to.
Okay. Have you heard of the Society for the Society of California Pioneers?
No, I don't like it. I'm against
right?
the word
Sounds
pioneer.
Problematic. They have an exhibition called For Generations to Come, featuring recently conserved and digitized works in their collection, including the best known print of Edward Muybridge's 1878 Panorama of San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. I do like Edward Muybridge.
They are located at 101 Montgomery Street, number 150.
Where Montgomery?
This is a strange one.
I want them to change their name, first of all. And then I might be more open to visiting.
Oh, this is like in the Presidio.
Oh. Mm. The Presidio, everything needs to change in the Presidio.
I don't know. Yeah, it's the name is problematic, but it sounds like they might be doing some good work there.
I'm sure there is. I just need them to. I need them to change their name.
Okay. Well, I'll be sure to let them know.
Okay. Should we go in there and have a conversation with them about it?
We should probably just go in there and throw some soup on everybody.
No, I don't want to burn anyone again with the violence.
No. Cold soup out of a can. Oh, haven't you been seeing all these people throwing soup on shit at art museums? Maysoon, have you not seen the soup throwing?
No. What's going on?
Oh my God, Maysoon, people are throwing soup on everything these days. All these environmental protesters have been throwing soup, going to museums and throwing soup on famous paintings, well, or not so famous paintings. The first one was a Van Gogh painting, but it had glass over top, Maysoon.
Okay, fine. But why?
here's the problem. Okay, first off, look, they're young activists, and I don't want to sit, be the old curmudgeon being
too
like, "Why these
towards
damn
them?
Kids?"
Mm-hmm.
What's that, Macy?
So you don't want to be too disparaging towards their stupid moves?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically, because I just feel like the climate disaster is the most pressing thing going on, and I'm not going to criticize anyone for trying to do something, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do think this is kind of silly because I'm kind of like, okay, like, what do you want? Did you get confused? And you were like, oh, we need to stop oil. And they were like, well, this is linseed oil.
This is oil paint. We should, yeah. Yeah, they're like dumb kids.
Okay, but
sorry.
No, we're not going to say that, Maysoon.
Okay.
And then they threw, so they did tomato soup on a Van Gogh in London. They did liquefied mashed potatoes at a Monet in Potsdam. And then just recently I saw a guy was, so what they do is they throw the thing on the painting. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then they glue their hands to the wall.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Wow.
And then you know, and then they kind of shout their stuff about climate change and their agenda and stuff. And so just today I saw a guy was trying to glue his head to the girl with the pearl earring.
Jesus Christ, that's too much.
Sorry, I think I'm not also into they it. Tried to do cake on the Mona Lisa.
Wow.
So this is in an article in the New York Times. They say, desperate to end complacency about the climate crisis and to pressure governments to stop the extraction of fossil fuels, they said they had resorted to high-profile tactics like this because little else has worked. None of the paintings were harmed, as all were encased in protective glass, but the actions went viral and set off an international storm of outrage and debate. Were the activists misguided attention seekers who harmed the climate movement's legitimacy while doing nothing to help the earth? Or did they force a spotlight onto everything at risk in significant climate if significant climate action isn't taken fast?
I mean, in some ways, I think it's kind of like in Europe, museums are a popular place to go, which is sort of amazing. If that's where you can get people's attention is at a museum, like that's not happening here. You know what I mean? Like, you would get such a small percentage of anyone's attention in a museum in this country, I think, that I'm like, right. what would our cultural touch point be? Like a fucking music stadium, sports stadium? But how would you do anything? I don't know.
Just like get a bunch of you and chain yourself so people can't get in.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, just like
that,
they did
that
back
seems
in...
seems more impactful in some ways.
Yeah, remember when there was the big organizing when they do the, like, 72 hours of protests around Martin Luther King Day? Mm-hmm. And I think it was on, like, Black Friday or something that activists had these, like, cuffs where they could, like, link themselves together with these big metal tube things.
Oh, yeah, I remember
And
those.
They stopped BART for a while.
Yeah.
Like, right.
So it's like you could stop traffic. There's things like stopping traffic would be way more meaningful, I think, as far as like really impacting people's days and also direct connection to oil in general. Like,
yeah, I'm saying this as satire and parody in an art project, but I think we should all go try to stop the refinery in Richmond, the Chevron plant.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody wants to talk about that. In terms of it being the focal point of a play I'm working on, you can give us a call, 419-351-6606. You can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast, or you can email us, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. Speaking of, since we're talking about all this, like, maybe vaguely illegal stuff, we want to keep in mind that this program is supported by our sustaining donors, Jim Prosser and Anonymous, and... So they are also legally culpable.
But that we're
just
always,
kidding.
We're always talking as individuals and never as representatives of any organization or institution or company.
Not even
or
our
business.
Own donors. We're not even representing
not
the donors.
Not even our own donors. I can't believe you just called them out at that moment.
I loved it.
Oh, soup throwing. Wow. This is what happens when you jump off social media for almost a year. You don't really hear about anything.
Yeah, I got to start sending you like little digest updates.
You should. You should send me like a weekly digest.
Yeah.
You're like, may soon read these things really quickly.
Although I bet they wrote about this in the Chronicle and you just missed it.
Jimbo didn't mention it to me. He doesn't miss anything.
Oh, okay.
I'll ask him.
Okay.
I actually didn't hear about the Nancy Pelosi husband attack until like a couple days later.
Right on.
Isn't that crazy? Jimbo's like,
that
is
pretty
going?
Crazy.
He's like, what the hell? I haven't been turning the news on. The radio annoys me so much these days.
Oh,
the shows,
God, yeah.
The shows that are on are just.
I agree. All the election shit, I'm sick of fucking hearing about it.
I'll get back to it, everybody. Sorry.
Oh, no, you don't need to apologize. Nobody's allowed to expect anything from you. You got any other things we need to shout out to the people?
I don't think so.
What about Funyuns?
I don't think I need to shout out Funyuns, except for I do really like them.
Hell yeah. Okay, well, we're going to be chasing those Funyuns from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been
Congratulations
Pine Tree.